This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Afghanistan's government says that several rockets hit near the presidential palace shortly before President Ashraf Ghani was to give an address to mark the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha. There were no injuries, and the rockets landed outside the heavy fortified palace grounds. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. Tuesday's barrage came as the U.S. and NATO complete their final withdrawal from Afghanistan. Many Afghans are worried whether their war-ravaged country will fall deeper into chaos and violence. Ghani later addressed the nation, saying that he blames the Taliban, who he said have no intention and willingness for any type of peace. A military base in the U.S. state of Virginia will house Afghans who helped the U.S., details from AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
With the withdrawal of U.S. forces in Afghanistan approaching the final stages, about 2,500 Afghans who worked for the U.S. government over the past 20 years will be evacuated and temporarily housed at Fort Lee, Virginia.
These are brave Afghans and their families, as we have said, whose service to the United States has been certified by the embassy in Kabul and who have completed thorough SIV security vetting processes.
State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters Monday the Afghans will begin arriving at Fort Lee next week. The group includes 700 Afghans who worked for the U.S. and roughly 1,800 family members. Another 4,000 applicants and family awaiting security clearance will be sent to non-U.S. locations while their visas are processed. Mike Rossia, Washington.
Haiti's elections minister says that the interim prime minister Claude Joseph will step down in the wake of the assassination of the president, Jovenel Moïse. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Biden administration and Western allies are formally blaming China for a massive Microsoft Exchange email server software hacking. Details from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
On top of that, the nations say cyber spies associated with the Beijing government have carried out ransomware and other attacks. The Justice Department's also charging four Chinese nationals. Federal prosecutor Randy Grossman says worked with China's state security ministry to target corporate, university, and government computer systems.
An economic espionage campaign led by the government of China.
While the Biden administration sees the accusations as a forceful public shaming of Beijing, it's not imposing sanctions like it did against Moscow, at least not yet.
The investigation is not finished.
And the White House is not ruling out consequences. Sagar Magani, Washington.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in says that he will not visit Tokyo for the upcoming Olympics. That's according to his office. It scraps plans for what would have been his first summit with the Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga. The announcement came after Seoul lodged a protest over a news report Friday that a senior diplomat at Japan's embassy in Seoul had said Moon was masturbating when describing his efforts to improve relations between the two countries. The latest uproar further inflamed relations between the two nations, feuding over territorial claims and the wartime history, dashing any remaining hopes that the Tokyo Games might offer a fresh start for bilateral and regional cooperation. U.S. President Joe Biden is tempering his assessment that social media giants are killing people by hosting misinformation about the COVID-19 vaccines on their platforms. Biden said Monday that he hopes the tech companies do not take his comments personally and instead act to save lives. Companies like Facebook defend their practices and say they're helping people around the world access verified information about the shots. But the White House says they have not done enough to take misinformation and stop it. That has helped slow the pace of new vaccinations in the U.S. to a trickle. Canada will begin letting fully vaccinated U.S. citizens into Canada on August 9th and those from the rest of the world on September 7th. Canadian officials say the 14-day quarantine requirement will be waived as of August 9th for eligible travelers who are currently residing in the United States and have received a full course of COVID-19 vaccine approved for use in Canada. The public safety minister said that a date for the U.S. to allow fully vaccinated Canadians across the land border isn't yet known. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama. up America.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you, and so relax and let's have some fun. Today, the African Beat will make its first stop in the Republic of Guinea with something really, really cool, Intereke by Fode Kuyate. And right after that, Salif Keita of Mali comes in with Primpim, and Tapele by Kekele featuring Adilo of the Democratic Republic of Congo. But right now, let me take your minds back a little bit with Intereke by Fode Kuyate.
Je suis prêt à tout.
serai. Bonsoir, madame, et ton mari. Il n'est pas là, allons au cinéma. Et Sylvia, moi je m'en fous. Je suis prêt à tout. Je suis prêt à tout. Je suis prêt à tout. Je suis prêt à tout.
Je suis prêt à tout.
Coup de poing. Boxer.
Je suis prêt à tout.
Karaté. Judo.
Je suis prêt à tout.
Des points.
Je suis prêt à tout.
Boxer, karaté.
Perempeto. kada jamana kada mo kini die na ko beke
ekele sarosu polimone sukali na sima bololo eko milo kolo santa apre
by Kekele featuring Madilu of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And before that, Primpim by Salif Keita of Mali and Intereke by Fode Kuyate of the Republic of Guinea. You're listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington. African Beat continues, bringing in music from the continent that you love. Africa Y is our next track from Liberia. And from Liberia, we make our next move to Nigeria with Flavor featuring Tiwa Savage in Oye, and then to Uganda with Bella in Wakuli. But right now, Africa Y from Liberia.
Africa.
Why?
Tell me why. African beats. African beats. African beats.
Baby, I de catch you go. My jollof rice, oh, how you de do today, baby moon? My tomato jossie, oh, I don't de think about you. It de make me de wonder because you love me so so tender. Hey, yeah. But now I am darling, cause here is so so boring, baby moon. For a very, very long time, I don't de shivo. Hey. And it be like Santa fever. I de catch it cold. Only not tomorrow. See, I de catch it cold. Only not tomorrow. I said, baby, I de catch it cold. As it go in and now. I said, baby, I de catch it cold. I got to in now.
Well, I don't come on. I think I found the one. Yeah. My heart keeps racing. It just won't stop. Oh. So just say the word. Anything my baby wants, I'll jump, 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 run, run, run.
Wakuli by Bella of Uganda, and before that, Nigeria's Flavor featuring Tiwa Savage in Oye and Africa Y from Liberia. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. David Vandy right here, and I'll be back.
The African Beat with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and you leave your message. And now let's take this email which says, "Hello, David of the African Beat. I admire your show here in Liberia. Monitoring African Beat is indeed a pleasure. And I'm grateful to be able to monitor such unique program on the Voice of America. Now let's get on to music. Modelo by Adiemo of Ethiopia and Kolum by Bukbak of Ghana.
back in the door. Dream me sleep when I'm in the middle of your crambo. Hey, me sick, get 32. Chew my mouth, my lung can just fall. Yo, me really wanna meet the lotto. I wanna go back to the 44, but the bomb. Pop, jump, pop, Peter Paul, saw the boy, that's on John, when the song no be dull. Put back the chair by the buck, the slate, and my fans no be small. My body be sack on the butter, bro, for same into me, mean the body. Maybe plantain chips, you know, maintain hips, come out to 40.
Let's go!
Oh, hey, man, trim on me, white, be some beef fat, New York, me fast to your mouth. Me family who's second in the dressing, I will conduct. Me will goose, go, me TV, at P4X4. I'm a sponsor the game like I show on Bookie 4. X-ray, boogie, yeah, we got for we on tour. Any yabba go, they pine your love, I won't fall like Fulham.
Yeah!
Fulham, put some money on in, baby. Fulham, fuck with me, yeah.
Music done by Bookback of Ghana, and before that, Modelo by Adiemo of Ethiopia. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Music from the continent. Beautiful music, lovely music, music to make you dance, to make you move your body and shake it down to the ground. The best African music show on your airwaves. I am David Van Lee, and now let's push it on. Hi, David. Really, you guys are wonderful. I am your regular listener. Whenever it's 0900 UTC, I do stick to my radio set. Your show is the most perfect and entertaining one. I really love. I love it. And I want to commend your effort. You are really an entertainer. Please, I want to say hi to my friends, Mr. Ishaka Zama Bitrus and Fatima Abuna Mel. I am Shambo Ishaya Landa from Mubi South Local Government Area of Adamawa State in Nigeria. Well, thank you very much to all of you. Let's get some real music coming for you now. This is Ampere. It's done for us by Aidir and Nadia of Algeria. And right after that, I take you to Tanzania with Hussein Machozi in Haikai. And we climax today with Benedict Tal by Amdiar of Egypt. But right now, Ampere by Aidir and Nadia of Algeria.
Mes sentiments par amour pour ma foi et mon enfant.
Face à ton destin, n'oublie jamais que le respect sera toujours.
Bah, il y a des choses entre une fille et son père qui ne se disent pas chez nous. Mais une chose est sûre, c'est que tu m'as toujours dit de respecter les autres et de travailler dur, dur pour aller toujours plus loin, toujours plus loin. Et tu m'as rendue citoyenne du monde.
Parce que Zéram se veut d'être l'homme libre, tu porteras ce nom comme on porte le destin. C'est un peu de moi, même si je ne te le dis pas. Je suis entre tes mains comme l'eau sacrée d'un pays. Citoyenne de ce monde, ta vie sera ma vie.
toi rien que je m'élève, c'est pour toi que je t'ai mes sentiments par amour pour ma foi et mon enfant.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Listen to the latest African music?
dance to the best African beats from across the African continent, then you don't have a problem. Just tune in to the African beat on the Voice of America. African beat, the show that brings happiness into your homes, smiles on your faces. So join me, your host, David Bandy, Monday through Friday on the Voice of America.
African beat
is the best. It's number one.
We love it.
By Am Diab of Egypt, and before that, Haikai by Hussein Machozi of Tanzania, and Ampere by Aidir and Nadia of Algeria. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington. Bye-bye. started from the hum drum and danced to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday for a soothing musical journey. I guarantee it.
African beats.